إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Brothers and sisters, there was once a gathering of some of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that gathering was Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu, the son of Zubayr ibn Awam radiyallahu anhu, and his brother Mus'ab ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu, and his other brother, the small one, Urwa ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu, and Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who became Khalifa later. And they were in a room and they were discussing. And Abdullah ibn Zubayr says, أَتَمَنَّنْ أَمْلِكَ الْإِرَاقَيْنَ الْحِجَازِ I have a wish, I want to rule over the Arabian Peninsula. And then his brother Musa ibn Zubayr says, أَمَّا أَنَا with regards me, فَأَتَمَنَّنْ أَمْلِكَ الْإِرَاقَيْنَ and I would like to rule over Kufa and Basra. And Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who is listening, he says, إِذْ كُنْتُمَا تَقْنَعَانِ بِذَاكِ فَأَنَا لَا أَقْنَعُ إِلَّا بِأَمْلِكَ الْأَرْضَ كُلَّهَا. He says, if you two wish for those things, then I would like to rule all the lands and take the khilafah after Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. فَسَكَتَ أُرْوَى and Urwa is silent, doesn't say anything. فَالْتَفَتُوا إِلَيْهِ and they turn to him and they says, وَأَنْتَ يَا أُرْوَى مَاذَا تَتَمَنَّ يَا أُرْوَى what on earth do you wish for, O Urwa? What aspiration do you have in your life? What dream do you have in your life as a young boy? What would you like to be when you grow older? And he turns to his brothers and he says to them, بَارَكَ لَكُمْ فِي مَا تَمَنَّيْتُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِ دُنْيَاكُمْ to begin with, may Allah bless you in the things that you desire from the dunya. أَمَّا أَنَا with regards me, I have a different aspiration. You see, I have a different desire. أَتَمَنَّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَالِمًا عَامِلًا then I would like to be someone who has some knowledge and then acts upon that knowledge in my life. وَأَنْ أَفُوزَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَأَحْظَى بِجَنَّةٍ I want to be someone who is successful and victorious in the next life by the fact that Allah grants me paradise. What an inspiration this child is, that we more than 1,000 years later can relate his tale. And Imam al-Sakhawi says, مَنْ أَرَّخَ مُسْلِمًا أَوْ مُؤْمِنًا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَاهُ whoever relates the tale, biographs of Muslims, it's as if he's given him life. Ibn al-Qayyim says, قَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وَهُمْ فِي النَّاسِ أَحْيَا people of course have died and are dead, but with humanity they remain alive. And their legacy and their example remains alive. Who did Urwa grow to become, and what an example he is. Upon occasion Urwa was walking with his children, he was received a request from the Khalifa in Damascus to go and visit him. He has four children, he takes the children to Damascus. And when they arrive, one of his sons is playing with some horses. And the horse kicks one of his children, and the son subsequently dies. And Urwa, he musters up the strength and the courage to bury his own son, and he does that. And when he's in that grave, and as he comes out, he develops an ulcer on his foot, which develops into an infection, and it becomes swollen. And all the doctors of the village, they come and they say, Urwa, there is nothing we can do for you, except that you have to have your leg amputated. Otherwise you will die. And that's exactly what happened. And he says, okay, what could I do then? And his leg is amputated. And after some days, the people of the town, they all come to give their condolences to him, saying, look, Urwa, you're someone who lost a son, and then you lost a limb in the matter of a few days. And they were came to give him condolences. And what did he say to them? He says, فَلَكَدْ وَهَبْنِي اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الْبَنِينَ ثُمَّ أَخِذَ مِنْهُمْ وَاحِدْ وَأَبْقَى لِي ثَلَاثَ فَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. You see, Allah gave me four children, took one, left three, for that I praise Allah. وَأَعْطَانِي أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الْأَطْرَافِ ثُمَّ أَخِذَ مِنْهُمْ وَاحِدْ وَأَبْقَى لِي ثَلَاثَ فَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. Allah gave me four limbs, took one, left three, for that I praise Allah. وَإِنْ أَخِذَ اللَّهُ مِنِّي قَلِيلٌ فَلَقَدْ أَبْقَى لِي كَثِيرٌ. And if Allah ever took something small from me, rest assured He left a lot for me. And whenever Allah gave me a trial and a test and a difficulty, rest assured, most of the time He let me enjoy myself. You see, Urwa didn't become who he became just like that, but it began with an intention to begin with. It began with an aspiration, it began with a dream. It began with a desire and a wish from a very young age. This is who I want to become, not just the aliman. Imam Ghazali calls them fools. Fools! Those who think that the purpose in life is just to gain knowledge, they're fools. But those who are protected and saved are those who have the ambition to gain knowledge and act upon that knowledge, and then we have some sense of hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, this teaches us a lesson, and that's of the hadith of our Prophet when he says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take care of five things before five things happen to you. شباب قبل حرمك. Take care of your youth before you grow old. Because when you're old, you have less aspirations. You don't have time to make that many things for the future, because maybe it's short-lived, and maybe even your youth is short-lived. Take care of your youth before you grow old. Sihate qabla saqamik. Take care of your health before you become sick. You know, brother, if you scan our history and see those personalities that stick out, and people oft quote them, you will find usually it's because those are people who were with Islam at the most critical junctions that this ummah has experienced. Think for a moment about the case of that wonderful woman. And remember that our history is full of examples of women in as much as it is of men. And we should not forget that. The wife of our Prophet, the first one, Khadija radiallahu anha. What a blessed woman she was. From the very outset of Islam, when our Prophet had no one, and no one to comfort him except his Lord. But in the creation, Allah provided for him his wife, Khadija, who wrapped that blanket around him, who was at the time when the people were slandering and mocking and abusing and throwing dirt at our Prophet. It was this woman who was with our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, upon occasion, later on, when things became easier for Islam and our Prophet, once Jibreel came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, هذه خديجة قد أتتك معها إناء فيه دام. He says, this is Khadija is coming towards you, and she was coming. And he said, she has a bowl of soup. فَإِذَا هِيَ أَتَتْكَ فَقْرَ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامِ مِنْ رَبِّهَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمِنِّي. And when she comes your way, O Prophet of Allah, then give her the greetings, the salutations of her Lord and my salam. Give her the salam of her Lord and my salam. وَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبٍ لَا صَخَبْ فِيهِ وَلَا نَصَبٍ. And give her the glad tidings of a palace in paradise, and there will be no noise in that place, and no toil and turmoil. And look at the wisdom behind that. No noise in that place. Look how much noise Khadija experienced to begin with. Look how much turmoil and tiredness she experienced in the beginning. But Allah replaces that with paradise. And what a blessing that is. Someone who used what she had, used her health whilst it was there, to come at the defense of this religion. Our Prophet says, اغتنم, take care of غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. Take care of your wealth before you become poor. Look at those times Allah gives us. You know, we experienced Ramadan, it left us. We had the days of Dhul-Hijjah, the 10 days, and they came and they left us. And like we said before, I think everything in life is an opportunity, is a chance for us. On the day of Tabuk, when our Prophet was asking the people, who will give and spend in the way of Allah? And Sayyidina Uthman got up and he says, O Prophet of Allah, I will give 300 camels in your cause. And Uthman sat down, our Prophet got up and he says, who will give more than Uthman? And Uthman got up a second time and he says, I will give 300 more camels in the way of Allah. Uthman sat down, our Prophet said, who will give more than Uthman? Uthman got up the third time and said, I will give 300 more camels in the way of Allah. And 1,000 gold dinars. And our Prophet said, Uthman, after today you have nothing to worry about. After today, nothing can harm you. Why? Because he was there at the critical junction. When Islam was in need the most, he delivered. And we take that as a lesson. Our Prophet says, take care of your youth before you grow old. Take care of your wealth before you become poor. Take care of your health before you become sick. And he says, take care of your free time before you become occupied. Faragh qabla shughlik, take care of your free time. I mean, Allah swears by that. Is it not so? Wal asr, Allah swears by time. That people are in loss. For how many people have time and they lose the time? And Ibn Qayyim says, إِضَاعَةُ الْوَقْتِ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. Losing your time is worse than death. Because he says, death separates you from the world and its people, but time separates you from Allah and the Akhirah and the next life. And that's what we have. We have time. Our Prophet says, take care of your life before you die. It's like one wise man says, نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلًا فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ نَمُوتُ وَلَا نَحْيَا. We live and we die every day. But rest assured, one day we will die and we will not live again in this life. But what we have is today. And we have life, and life is a gift. And it's upon us to remember those instructions of our Prophet ﷺ. That take care of five things before five things happen to you. And remember that just like in the past, at those critical times and junctions, when things were in need the most and people they delivered, we have that obligation upon us today. Look how the legacy of Sayyidina Bilal is remembered. On every pulpit, in every mosque, in every country, how his legacy is always remembered. Because of a time on one scorching day, you know, on the burning sand, in a burning land, the legacy of Bilal, all the time. You know, Ammar bin Yasir, may Allah be pleased with them both, later on, he says about Bilal, he says, جَزَلَوْ خَيْرٌ عَنْ بِلَالٍ وَصَحْبِهِ عَتِيقًا وَأَكْزَى فَاكِهًا وَأَبَى جَهْلٍ. May Allah reward Bilal, and not just Bilal, of course, because his hardship is not confined to him. But may Allah also reward the one who freed him, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. May Allah reward them both. He says, عَشِيَةً هَمَّ فِي بِلَالٍ بِسَوْأَتِي وَلَمْ يَحْذَرَا مَا يَحْذَرَ الْمَرْءُ ذُو الْعَقْلِ. I remember those days and those nights when they would punish and persecute him. And no intelligent man could ever do something like that. بِتَوْحِيدِهِ رَبَّ الْأَنَامِ وَقَوْلِهِ شَهِدْتُ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي عَلَى مَهْلِي. Why? Because of the fact that he proclaimed the oneness of Allah. What does Allah say? أَتَّقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Would you kill a man because he says, my Lord is Allah? Would you do that? Would you kill a man because he says, my Lord is Allah? But because he proclaimed the oneness of Allah, he was met with that persecution. فَإِنْ يَقْتُلُونِ يَقْتُلُونِي وَلَمْ أَكُلْنِ أُشْرِكَ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ قِيفَةِ الْقَتْلِ. And he says that Bilal said, so if they want to kill me, let them do that. For I would never ascribe partners to my Lord on account of my fear. فَيَا رَبَّ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَلَعَبْدُ يُونُسِي وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى نَجِّنِي ثُمَّ لَا تَبَلِي. And so the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his servant and slave Yunus alayhi salam and Musa and Isa, rescue me, and don't put me to trial and account. And that's how we remember Bilal, because of the sacrifices that he made at that time. And in every time, take the case of Salah ad-Din. One poet said about him, he says, Ya Salah ad-Din, الَّذِي أَصْلَحَ الْفَسَادَ بِالْعَدْلِ مِنْ خُطُوبِ الزَّمَانِ. You know, you came in a time when you were required to come. You came at the appropriate time. And you made rectification, you took out corruption and placed justice at the time when you were needed the most. And that's what we have to do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength and the istiqamah and the steadfastness and the straightness to be there all the time, especially when we're required the most. May Allah make us like that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم. You know, on the day of Badr, which was the day of Furqan, the day of separation, the day of the criterion, the day when things became manifestly clear for our Prophet and his companions. And what a difficult time it was, and a difficult day it was. But even in this instance and this situation, you will find people rose to the challenge, because they were there in the face of our Prophet, lending an attentive ear to our Prophet, ready to sacrifice for our Prophet when they were needed the most. And one such man was Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh says to our Prophet, he says, قَدْ آمَنَّا بِكَ وَصَدَّاقُ وَشَهِدْنَا عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَجِدْ بِهِ وَالْحَقِّ. He says, we believe in you, testify to your truthfulness, and that what has been revealed to you is in fact the truth. And he says, سُلْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِدْ وَقْطَ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِدْ سَالِمْ مَنْ شِدْتَ وَعَادِ مَنْ شِدْ خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَ مَا شِدْتَ وَعَاطِنَ مَا شِدْ وَاللَّهِ مَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَىٰ مِمَا تَرَكْتَ. He says, you know, join ties with whom who you want, and separate from whom you want, and make peace with the one you want, and make enmity with the one you want, and take from our wealth what you want, and leave for us what you want, and that which you take from us is more beloved to us than what you leave for us. Meaning we're more content that you take from us rather than that you leave things for us. And he says, O Prophet of Allah, we are with you and we are behind you. And don't think that we will desert you. And he says, if you commanded us to ride our horses into the sea, you will find us riding our horses into the sea. Sa'd became so beloved to our Prophet because he was there when Islam needed him the most, that upon occasion, أُهَدِيَتْ لِرَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حُلَّةُ حَرِيرٍ. Our Prophet was given a gift of some very fine and soft silk. فَجَعَلَ أَصْحَابُهُ. And his companions, they came, they began to touch this silk and feel how soft, and they were so amazed by it. And our Prophet says, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ هَذِي. He says, you're impressed by this? He says, وَاللَّهِ by Allah, لَمَنَادِيلُ سَعْدِ ibn Mu'adh فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنْهَا وَأَلْيَنَ. He says, the handkerchief of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh in Jannah is softer and better than that. And in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Sa'd, when he was killed on the day of Uhud, it says, اِهْتَزَّلَهَا عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The throne of Allah shook at the death of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Because he's an example of someone who was there at the right time. And these, of course, again, are opportunities and chances for us. And we reflect on the situation of this ummah at this time, in this day, at this hour, and all the difficulties we're experiencing, and all the poverty that is unleashed upon this ummah, and all the hardships that our elderly men and our women and our widows and our orphans and our children are experiencing at this moment in time. And how much in need are they of our wealth and our voices and representation and our energies and our sacrifices and efforts. For we ask Allah that may we be included with the likes of Sa'd ibn Mu'az, that may we be included with the likes of Khadija radiallahu anha, and all the others who were there at the right time and did the right thing at the right time. And that is really shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shukr yaqa'a bil qalb wal jawarih. Because Ibn al-Qayyim says that shukr, it comes from the heart and it comes from the limbs. That you have money and you would thank Allah by spending that money in the cause of Allah. And that you have health and you would use that health in the service of Allah. And that you have limbs and you would use those limbs in the cause of Allah. And that you have a mouth and you would use that mouth in the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength to do that. And give us patience in our work. And make us a people really who are not ghafilun. Because you know, Allah gives to everyone. In the Quran, Allah says, وَلَتَذَّرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Allah has prepared the hellfire for many of the humans and many of the jinn. Why? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Allah says they have hearts and they don't use those hearts. It's not as if they don't have. The point is that they do have. They have hearts and they don't reflect with those hearts. And they don't think. Allah says that they have eyes, لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا, they don't perceive with those eyes. Allah says they have ears, and they don't listen, and they don't hear with those ears. And because of that, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. That there are people who are like cattle, like animals. Allah says in fact they're worse than that. And there are people of ghafla, there are people of heedlessness. Because they have all the faculties of listening, of thought, of comprehension, of seeing, of sight, and we can see everything. And we can hear. And we can feel. So let's use those faculties for the sake of Allah, so that we're not included amongst these wretched people in this ayah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma ihdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم أفرج علينا الصبر وتوفنا مسلمين اللهم اهدينا إلى الحق وجعلنا من أهله وانصرنا به يا رب العالمين. We ask you, O Allah, to alleviate the afflictions of this ummah, to help the poor of this ummah, the widows of this ummah. Ya Allah, help the children of this ummah, the elderly of this ummah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to help those who are struggling in your cause. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to have mercy on us and the mercy on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqimus salah.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.